If you're running a business on the internet, the customer love challenge is going on right now, and it's really a great way to start to meet people, network, get free stuff, and meet, and most importantly really, meet and give some love to your customers. And so I interviewed the person behind that, LaVon Ellis. Here's my interview with her.
It started with a post by Naomi Dunford on ittybiz.com where she talked about, I guess the post is called Make Them Love You, Then Ask for Money. And she was talking about the, you know, kind of a question that she gets a lot saying, I need a lot of money, help me make it. I mean, tell me how to make it in a short time. And so she used the theoretical idea of someone who needed $20,000 in 29 days and the way to get it, she said, or to, you know, make any money at all, was not to try to make $689 a day, but to just be insanely, ridiculously awesome for 28 days, and then on the 29th day, launch your product. And hopefully that's when you're going to make your $20,000 or whatever it is that you are setting out as your goal. So I took that as a challenge. I thought, yeah, I need money. My car had just broken down, and I had broken my foot as well, so I had some medical bills. And I thought, yeah, I could go for succeeding at this. So I decided to try it. I tweeted out, anybody want to join me? I linked to her post, and I thought I'd get maybe a few of my, you know, maybe half a dozen of my Twitter buddies to join me in this. And about 50 people jumped in, and all of a sudden we had ourselves a challenge, and that's how it got started.
And so what kind of stuff have you seen from people since you started this?
Well, the first challenge, it was more of kind of a panicked, running around, what do I do kind of thing. It was pretty funny. And then we all got really excited about it and just started, people were offering a lot of free stuff, you know, free consultations. They were giving free classes, mainly doing kind of free stuff. And that, for some reason, resonated with people. People liked it, of course. Everybody loves free stuff. And we kind of networked a lot. We just made a lot of friends. It was, I wouldn't say anybody made a lot of money, or maybe even any money at the end of the challenge. But we wound up with bigger mailing lists, with more traffic on our websites. Several people told me that it really changed their businesses. They used it to really get unstuck with their businesses. I think in a lot of cases some of us were afraid to really get out of the learning mode into actual business, you know, and launch real products. And so it had a big effect on a lot of people. And then now the second challenge has been going on for 11 days. It's now November 11th here, but I don't know when you're going to run this, but
like today.
A lot of people, okay, people are doing a lot of the same thing, offering free consultations like I know you've been doing, and coaching, and just there's some really creative ideas. I'm trying to think right now. Oh, one of them is Kirstie Hall. I love what she's doing. She was answering questions, any questions, on video on this one site, VU.com. And she'd wear a tiara, and she was knitting as she talked, and she would just answer any question. You could type it in there, and she would answer your question on video. It was pretty funny. And so there's just a lot of creativity.
Now, even though it's 11 days in right now, is it too late for people to get involved?
No, I don't think so at all. Yeah, the time thing just doesn't seem to make much difference, except in the sense that the whole idea is to launch something at the end, which, excuse me, the funny thing was last time most of us seemed to forget that. We got so caught up in the whole love thing, just like, you know, back in the 60s, that we forgot we were supposed to launch something. So at the end of the month, we had about a week before the end of the challenge, we all suddenly realized, oh, my God, I forgot I was going to launch something. I have to make a product. I have to come up with something. And we kind of panicked, which was funny. So we're trying to avoid that this time by reminding people, hello, you know, be planning, you know, be strategic about this. Don't just run around being nice to everybody. Be nice to everybody, but remember what the purpose is.
You know, too, it seems like one thing is if people don't have a product, if they've built up that customer list and that customer base, they could always do an affiliate thing. They could always sell someone else's product, too, if they are in that panic mode and it's a week beforehand. Because really it's about your list and building up trust, it seems to me, right? Like, it's really about building up trust with your list. And if you find something that you really like, then by all means, sell that. You know, I'm one of those people who I tend to not do very much affiliate stuff, and I always forget that. But then I realize affiliate stuff, oftentimes as an affiliate, you're making as much money as the person who made the product.
That's true. You get 50% on a lot of them. Yeah,
that's right. And really, I mean.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry, LeVon. No, you go ahead.
Okay. My main problem with selling affiliate stuff, and I haven't done much of it, but it's, you know, the really good stuff, the stuff and also the stuff where you can actually make some good money are the expensive products, which I haven't been able to afford. So I can't very well sell something I haven't bought, you know, that I don't know. And that's kind of conundrum is probably not the right word, but it's a dilemma. And so that's why I haven't gone much into it. But I did with Action Studio, and which is by Natalie Peluso and Ashley Sinclair, and that went pretty well for me. I was really surprised at how well that did. So, yeah, if you get the right product, absolutely.
Well, you know, it's funny. Carl Gaggia had a minimalist book sale a few weeks ago, and it was like, I forget, it was like 15 or 20 books on minimalism, and it was $27 for all of them. It was like 20 e-books, and it was like $27. And I was like,
wow.
I was really broke at that point and about to move. And I actually wrote Colin, like, hey, I'm really broke. Can you, is there any way you can give me that? And he said, well, it's not my product. He said, it's a bunch of other people. So here's mine, but I can't really do it. So I just ended up spending the $27 and getting it. And I really liked it a lot. And I ended up making $100 off of affiliate sales on that $27 purchase. So sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes if it's one of those $2,000 products, that's tricky. But, you know, Tracy Fight Love's got one right now that's expensive. And so, but, you know, on the other hand, I don't know if the people who are selling that product bought it. I don't think that they are in a lot of cases because the product hadn't launched yet. So maybe they read her ebook or something like that. I think the other thing, too, that people can remember is that you can always affiliate. If you want to really boost your affiliate sales, then you do sort of an add-on product that you create. That's your special
bonus.
Yeah, I've
noticed people are doing that. Yeah, that's kind of smart, you know, especially if you've created the product, you know, online, these products aren't actually costing you any money, you know, for each new sale. So it's not costing you to offer that as part of the affiliate package, yeah.
Yeah, and even giving away consultation or something with something like that would be a product that you could do without having to do anything. I just always think about that because people do get, like you say, I mean, people do get in that pressure thing, and rather than, yeah, ideally, you're right, it would be good if everybody could launch a product, but sometimes you just get behind the eight ball. And like I said, you know, the example I always give on the Question the Rules products that Johnny Truitt and I did, our affiliates were making more money per sale than we were because they were getting 50%, and we were getting half each of 50%.
Oh, that's true.
You see what I'm saying? So when you do a joint venture product like that, your affiliates end up making more, and that's why now that Johnny and I have split on that Question the Rules product, the thing I'm excited about is if he goes and sells another version of that, I'll be an affiliate, and I can actually make more money than I and he can too because he's no longer having to split the money with me. But that's one of the things I think people should think about. I tend to really underestimate the affiliate stuff and not do it, but it's something worthwhile. But no, so now on this second challenge, how's the response been? And you said you had 50 on the first one. What's it like on this one?
We've got over 100 this time. I think it's 120, somewhere around there. And it seems to be growing every day. Just, you know, two or three a day join in. So that's a really nice, you know, it's not like thousands of people or anything, but I think it's a really good start. I think we're really picking up a little bit of steam. People seem really excited about it. And I plan on doing this again as often as, you know, and for as long as people are interested. So it'll be really interesting to see how it grows over time.
Well, yeah, no, I think it's a great thing, and I got involved because as soon as I saw it, I was like, I wasn't aware of the first one, but as soon as I saw this, I thought it was great. And I do, like I say, that's why I ask you and I want to emphasize, it's really not too late for people to get involved. So if they want to get involved, what should they do?
Oh, you could go to makecustomersloveyou.com, and there is a sign-up box, a subscribe box in the sidebar at the top, and you just sign up for the mailing list, and you're automatically in. And as far as, and you'll get the free Customer Love ebook that came from the first challenge. It's a gorgeous, almost
scene-like
book that David Crandall designed. And it's all the posts from the first challenge plus some bonus posts. There are interviews. There are links in there you can click to see videos and listen to interviews. It's a pretty good book. And that,
yeah, it's great. It's really good. Yeah, like you said, it's like a magazine.
Yeah, and it helps you get a feel for what the challenge is all about, too. So it gives some ideas of what you can do. And then the other thing is, take part on Twitter, the hashtag customer love is where everybody kind of congregates every day. They post what they're doing and get ideas from each other.
And, you know, I mean, and one way to get involved, I would say, too, is take advantage of some of these offers that are out there. There are some really great offers that people are doing, free. And I think that even if you're, you know, I had a couple people who were like, well, I don't have anything to offer in return. And I said, well, don't worry about it. I wasn't putting it out. I said, I appreciate you thinking that way, but don't worry about it. Just get involved. And I think just taking advantage of the offers is a big deal. For me, you know, I mean, just meeting people and, you know, doing the consultations free for people that I've been doing, I've met so many great people doing really interesting projects. And that's been tremendously helpful. So, like I said, I just want to really urge people to, if nothing else, take advantage of the offers that are out there.
Absolutely, and there's some, and you'll find them at the Customer Love hashtag on Twitter. Also at, on the MakeCustomersLoveYou.com site, there is a series of posts called the Roving Robin Report, which has links to a lot of the offers that are available. So you can go there in the look for those posts and look for some offers there too that you can click, or just ideas for yourself.
That's great. LaVonne, thanks a lot. This has been great. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Lee. I appreciate it.